You're listening to SBS News.
It was the tennis story that captivated many fans around the world. Could Serena Williams manage to win her 24th Grand Slam title and 8th Wimbledon crown? Germany's Angelique Kerber stood in her way, but after breaking Williams in the opening game, she never looked back. The 30-year-old made just 5 unforced errors, while the American racked up 24 in a straight sets defeat. Kerber became the first German since Steffi Graf in 1996 to claim the Wimbledon title. Channel 7 broadcast Kerber's tribute to Williams, who'd made the final in just her 4th tournament back since having her first child.
You're a great, great person and a champion. I mean, you are coming back and you're such an inspiration for everybody, for all of us, for every people there watching you. I mean, really, I'm sure you will have your next Grand Slam title soon. I'm really, really sure.
The 36-year-old Williams was understandably emotional.
Yeah, it was such an amazing tournament for me. I was really happy to get this far. It's obviously disappointing, but I can't be disappointed. You know, I have so much to look forward to. You know, I'm literally just getting started.
On Sunday night, Novak Djokovic was aiming for a shot at his 4th Wimbledon title when he lined up against South Africa's Kevin Anderson. In the NRL this weekend, the South Sydney Rabbitohs beat the Canterbury Bulldogs to post their 9th win in a row. Michael Jennings scored a hat-trick of tries in the win, which keeps the Rabbitohs on top of the ladder. Hooker Damien Cook was happy to be on the winning side after he played a part in the Origin Series for New South Wales. Cook told Fox Sports he wanted to repay his club for shaping him as a player.
I just wanted to come back, especially after this Origin period. I wanted to come back, and I've said it before that they're a big reason why I've made the Origin squad was because they allowed me to play the footy I do at club level. So I just wanted to come back and repay him and keep playing consistent.
The St George Illawarra Dragons lost at home to the Wests Tigers on Sunday to leave the Rabbitohs 2 points clear at the top of the ladder. In the AFL, the Richmond Tigers remain top of the ladder despite losing to the Greater Western Sydney Giants. The Tigers are ahead of the West Coast Eagles on points for and against. The Sydney Swans rose up to 4th on the ladder after a thrilling 6-point win over North Melbourne. Super Rugby's quarterfinals have been decided after this weekend's round of action. The defending champions, the Canterbury Crusaders, will play the Sharks. The Lions meet the Jaguares and the Hurricanes welcome the Chiefs. The New South Wales Waratahs lost to the ACT Brumbies and they'll now take on the Highlanders. All those matches take place next weekend. Despite missing out on the finals, the Brumbies were happy with their season. Christian Lealofano is the Brumbies captain and he told Fox Sports the 40-31 win against the Waratahs was a season high.
Yeah, I think we saved our best till last, which is good, and that's pleasing. You know, it's something to build on for next season and for the guys to take some confidence out of that. Yeah, I think it's a positive sign for the future as well. I think we're sort of going to start slow, obviously with the new staff and some young players, but to see the growth in the group's been pretty special.
In the Tour de France, the chase for the leader's yellow jersey is expected to step up, with Belgian rider Greg Van Avermaet going into Sunday night's 9th stage, holding a slender 7-second advantage. He headed into the stage to Roubaix full of confidence, having previously won the famous Paris-Roubaix one-day classic. SBS has full coverage of the tour as the race continues, so please check your local guides. In Super Netball, the Sunshine Coast Lightning has kept its finals hopes alive with a 2-goal win against Collingwood. With 3 rounds left of the regular season, it was time for all the sides still in contention to fight as hard as they could. Collingwood also needed a win to have any hope of making the finals, and that accounts for the fact it was a bruising encounter. Lightning star Caitlin Bassett scored 43 goals from 43 attempts, but after the match, she told Channel 9 the match was as tough as it gets.
Yeah, it was. It was well controlled by the umpires, though. I think they did a really good job, obviously, letting contesting go. But, yeah, there'll be a few bruises, I think, from both sides. We obviously, every game is a must-win for us, and that's what we're going to be fixed on for the next couple of weeks.
Joining Collingwood on the final scrap heap were the New South Wales Swifts, who lost 74-68 to the all-conquering West Coast Fever. The Fever is 7 points clear at the top. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.